Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You have a company. Your company sells a product or a service. But the question is, who do we sell that product and service to? Do you really know your company's target market? Do you just say, I'm going to go sell? Just pick a name and you just call people? Do you send your salespeople out and you say, just bring me business? What kind of business are they bringing you? If we don't know the target market of our company, if we don't know the sales volume, if we don't know the position that we want to talk to, for instance, we want to talk to the owner, the engineer, the purchasing department. If we don't understand geographical territory and how we can absolutely make everything as concise as possible so when we're calling on these people, we're doing work, we can maximize our time. We have to really understand our target market. Most people do not. They don't know the traits, the needs, what the target market wants. They just go out and they just go, I'm going to sell something. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to make money. It doesn't mean they're not going to make a profit. But what we want to do is build a company. We want to build a sales machine. We want to build a company that's profitable. We want to understand what we're doing, and time is our enemy. We only have so much time. And if we're not using that time correctly, then what happens is it goes away, can't be replaced. And if we're not targeting the right market, well, if 50% of the market is the wrong sales call, the wrong marketing materials, just the wrong whatever it happens to be, that means we've wasted 50% of our time. That means we're going to be 50% less productive than we could be. And we don't want to do that. Now, you're not going to get it perfect because there is no such thing as perfection in life. We'd like to strive for it, but it's not going to happen. But what does happen is most people just show up for work. They haven't done a study of exactly who their customer is. How does it start? It starts by thinking about the business you're doing. It starts by looking at the contracts or the customers that you have. You know, what works, what doesn't work? What customers are profitable? What customers aren't profitable? What services are we selling them? What services are we not selling them? What are the tendencies of these people? What do they need to hear to do business with us? We need to do a study of the target market and the contact person that is the buyer inside of the company that we are doing business with. We also need to understand ourselves or our salespeople, what their abilities are, because they are part of your target market. They're the people that represent you. They're the people that are out there showing the world who you are. So let's think it through. Let's sit down and concentrate on it. And not just one time, it's something that we do consistently day after day after day to make sure that we are in the right direction doing the right things. You do not take a vegetarian to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. They're not going to enjoy it. Make sure that we, as business people, know our business, know our target, know what our goals are, know what our objectives are, know what our employees are capable of, and know what we're capable of. You do not need to know everything in your business. You need to know something about everything in your business, and you need to know how to surround yourself with people who will cover your shortcomings. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.